Health experts are warning you about counterfeit car seats being sold online. The seats typically cost much less, but they're being sold through otherwise reputable retail sites, and they can fail your child if, God forbid, you're in a car crash. And right now, Bridgeport Hospital's chair of pediatrics, Dr. Magna Diaz, joins us. Dr. Diaz, good morning. Have we seen this type of scam, you know, on the rise recently? And why do you think that is?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are seeing a rise. Just last week, we found a couple of these counterfeit car seats in our nursery. And, you know, it's really a shame. I think, you know, of course, people are looking to save money because we've got to be conscious about our budgets. But we've been seeing this for quite a while. For at least the past few years, we've been seeing it. And I'm not sure why, except that there are some scam artists out there who are unfortunately willing to take advantage of people.
So where are these seats coming from? Like, Dr. Diaz, you just mentioned that you found some of these counterfeits at your hospital. Where are they coming from?
They're generally coming from online vendors. So, you know, and unfortunately, as you said, some of these are reputable vendors, but reputable websites. But generally, they're from third-party vendors on that website. If you go to any of the websites that sell online, look and make sure that it says that it's sold by that particular website and not by a third-party vendor, because unfortunately, some of these reputable websites are not vetting the other people who are selling on their platform.
Okay, so for example, like Graco, just to give a generic, but Graco is a very well-known name, I think, for car seats. So, you know, a reputable, again, company created that car seat. However, it's
correct,
being sold on third-party websites. That's what you mean.
Yes. So if you're buying it, you know, in a store, if you go to, you know, at any of the stores that are local, you're going to be pretty much okay. If you're buying it online and it's sold by Target, Walmart, Amazon, but if it's sold by a reputable company, that's great. But some of those companies actually have third-party vendors that are allowed to sell on their website. So you think you're going to a very reputable website, but really, unfortunately, it's a third-party vendor who is selling something that they're using pictures from the manufacturer's website. So it looks very legit until you get the car seat. And these car seats, by the way, to, you know, a layperson, you may not know that, you know, it looks like a car seat, right? The things that are the clues when you open up that box is it might be missing that chest clip that goes across the baby's chest to prevent them from falling out of the car seat should they be in a car accident. They may be missing the labels that are on the side. Every manufacturer is required to put labels on each side. One is from the manufacturer telling the specs of the car seat. The other is a federally required warning label. So those things may be clues. If you see bad grammar on the listing or spelling errors on those labels or grammar errors on those labels, those are big red flags that you have a counterfeit car seat.
And again, we're talking to Bridgeport Hospital's chair of pediatrics, Dr. Magna Diaz is here, and there's been a rise in counterfeit car seats being sold online. This is so devastating, Dr. Diaz, because there are a lot of parents, for example, for the first time buying their car seats, and this might be their first baby, and they don't even know what they're looking for. What do you recommend? You know, like, so some of the things that you just pointed out probably seem like, from afar, okay, those seem like very obvious red flags. But if you have never had a car seat before, or maybe you're a grandparent for the first time and you want to have a seat in your car in case you get the grandchildren, do you recommend doing something like checking with your fire department or something ahead of time? Like, what would be your recommendation if you really don't know what you're looking for? This is brand new to you.
Yeah, I would say several months before the baby is born, go ahead and purchase your car seat so that you have it. And then we actually have a free service that we offer as a public service. You can email carseats@ynhh.org. And we have several free clinics across the state, everywhere from Greenwich to New London. And we do have one here in Bridgeport as well. and in New Haven, and they'll check your car seat for you for free. And it's a certified car seat technician that'll do that. If it's not in a location that's good for you, they'll actually help you find a location because, as you said, several police departments and fire departments also offer that service where they will check your car seat for you. So please take advantage of that.
And Dr. Diaz, give us an idea. You were saying, because you're right, I mean, car seats are incredibly expensive. They could be, well, easily in the low to upper 200s, and that's just for sometimes a basic, just, you know, well put together car seat. You can maybe find some in the upper hundreds, but they're expensive. Are there, you know, when you look at these online deals, if you want to call them deals, as I put air quotes around it, are they going for significantly less? I would imagine that's kind of what is attracting people to want to buy them.
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny because they are going for less. It's not like necessarily significantly less. And so parents are still paying a lot of money for these counterfeit seats. And, you know, please, 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 if you find that your baby's car seat is counterfeit, stop using it immediately. But, you know, it was a significant investment for parents to buy those counterfeit seats and then be in the hospital and have to run out and buy another one. It is very challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's something to keep an eye out for. And as I was reading a little bit on this before our interview today, Dr. Diaz, I was reading that U.S. safety standards, I didn't know this, require warning labels on seats to be in English and Spanish. I did not know that. So if you get a seat that is either in a different language or doesn't have both on there, that also could be a red flag. I wasn't aware that that was a federal law. I didn't realize that.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
Wow, interesting stuff. And of course, if you want more information, I will say the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they did put some of their resources up on car seats and booster seats on NHTSA, NHTSA.gov. But also, Dr. Diaz, as you mentioned, you guys have at Bridgeport Hospital, you also have resources available to make sure people are checked ahead of time that they've got the right seat before bringing the baby home. What is your website again if people want more information?
Sure. It's actually an email.
Oh, great.
It's carseats, CARSEATS at YNHH.org. And that email will get you to a certified car seat technician who can help you schedule an appointment to get your car seat checked. And they can answer questions if you have questions.
That's fantastic. Dr. Diaz, thank you so much for sounding the alarm. I was not aware of this until you brought it to my attention and to our audience, and I appreciate all the information this morning.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Dr. Diaz, again, and that email, carseats at YNHH.org, I'm going to include that on Dr. Diaz's podcast when we post it to our website, voiceofct.com, after the show wraps up at 10 o'clock.